This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We were just talking about a brew pub that has been apparently around for 1,200 years that is possibly going to have to shut down because they can't afford their power bill. And all you have to do is actually search, you know, like power bills in, you know, news search on the internet, and you'll find all kinds of stories that other business owners are facing very similar circumstances.
It sounds absolutely insane. A 10x increase to your electricity bill? I mean, I'm looking at that thinking, okay, look, some of the worst electricity bills I've ever seen.
Just to clarify, he said it was 10 times more than a house's bills. So he didn't say his bills were up 10 times, but some people are saying they're seeing 2x, 3x, 5x, 6x. So, I mean, it is definitely hitting businesses hard.
Even 5x is absolutely insane. I'm thinking about that in terms of my house. Like, the worst I've ever seen it was, like, during the heat of the summer, like 2 years ago, when I had all the ACs running because it was like 105 degrees outside or whatever, and it was like $450 for 1 month or whatever, like five times that, $2,000 for 1 month of electricity. Jesus. Yeah. And these people are dealing with that month after month after month.
And I do actually have some more examples here. Speaking of 10X, I actually just found an example of more than 10X, so we'll give you that coming up here in a moment. But actually, we had a couple of interesting questions come from some various chatters on online. Of course, we prefer people call in with any questions or issues they want to discuss. But I got one here from Mists of Panda on Twitch, watching us
Mists
over there.
Mists of Panda?
Of Panda, with two A's. The person
who
says,
"Who vaporize a panda? That's just cold."
No, I'm curious if it's a play on like the World of Warcraft expansion, Mists of Pandaria.
Good chance of it. Yeah, I mean, it's somebody on Twitch, so they probably are a gamer. But anyway, the person says, "What should be the libertarian response if someone is invaded?"
If someone is invaded,
I presume by someone he means a nation state, but it's not clear.
I mean, under anarchy, I don't know if you would necessarily notice if you were invaded, if they just showed up and traded with you. But, I mean, if people show up and start shooting at you, then, I mean, somebody tries to kill you, you should try to kill them right back.
Well, he certainly doesn't mean people invading in order to trade with you. I mean, that's not what people generally mean when they talk about invasion.
Yeah, invasion is usually a hostile act.
That I hear the word invasion bandied around with immigration a lot.
Oh, well, those are by people who are being ridiculous and trying to portray peaceful migrants as in some sort of violent invading force, and that's absolutely absurd.
I think invasion, it may not by definition require violence, but I think
I think
the connotation of it is it like includes violence.
Usually, an invasion is someone who is in a place where they are not welcome, right? Like, you're not supposed to be here. You've invaded.
But there's a difference between invading and trespassing, and I don't know what that difference would necessarily be. Except that maybe invading is with an intent to harm.
Scale. I mean, trespassing, you usually think of private property, whereas invasion, you generally think of a nation state.
Well, you were thinking about trade a minute ago, so
the number one definition is an act, from dictionary.com, an act or instance of invading or entering as an enemy, especially by an army. So, yes, the scale of the thing. Mm-hmm. A trespass can simply be somebody who is, you know, drunk.
But this is trespassing as an enemy, not as...
Right, with the intent to likely do harm or to take over or whatever. So let's presume his question is in regards to an invasion of a quote-unquote country by another quote-unquote nation, state, army, or military or something. What happens in a free New Hampshire after New Hampshire has declared independence from the United States and some, you know, Canada or the United States decides to roll in tanks across the New Hampshire border? What is the libertarian response is what he's asking. That
kick him in the fork.
The fork?
What does that mean?
Where the good Lord split you.
I got you.
You can't kick a tank.
You're saying use violence.
You can kick a tank. It's just generally considered a self-destructive act.
You're saying defend yourself in that case.
I mean, if you're going to kick them in the fork, you got to wait till they get out of the tank.
But are you defending yourself, or are you defending, you know, the state of New Hampshire and this illusory entity's property?
Well, in order to do that, you would have to join some sort of state militia. And I wouldn't recommend that, but obviously that would be up to the individual to decide. I think that you should...
Well, I mean, it depends on who was knocking at the door. If there were Chinese troops coming in, I would probably put aside my differences with the state for the time being, because...
And you'd go take orders?
I probably would, because the Chinese are a lot scarier than any government we've dreamed up. They're a long way away, which mitigates a lot of that.
Yeah, they're more interested in Taiwan.
If they were closer, I would be much more concerned about them.
I'm just not in the idea of taking orders from some statist.
I'm generally, I think they rely on us, and I would probably be more enthusiastic about some sort of asymmetric warfare.
Indeed.
But if the Chinese military was knocking on the door, I guarantee one way or the other, I would be shedding some blood.
I think they rely on that.
Orders I was under.
I think they rely on that. People reacting out of fear and saying, you know, there's a certain line at which point I will bow to the state and I will do its thing.
Well,
you just said you would take their orders.
I said I might. The other thing is, if you're in a militia, you may not be particularly close to any state actors who are there to give you orders. I doubt that.
We specified state militia at the beginning of this.
Well, I think we've gone off too far off into the weeds on the question anyway. I mean, you do it however you want. If you want to go join a military to defend, or if you just want to defend your friend's homes and your own property, then I think that's sufficient. Because if everybody's defending themselves and their businesses and their friends, then you have a defense force, whether it's centralized or decentralized. I think it'd be actually more effective if it were decentralized, but by no means am I a military tactician or anything like that. I think they'd have a tough time.
Francis Marion did a very good job with decentralized combat. He gave the British hell.
I think they would have a tough time dealing with the people of New Hampshire, who are one of the most well-armed populaces on the planet. There are more machine guns per capita, known machine guns per capita, because you know you can only go by government statistics when it comes to counting machine guns. So we actually have no idea how many guns are in New Hampshire, because those numbers are not able to be calculated.
How do they define machine gun?
You can hold automatic. The trigger down and it continues to shoot.
Okay, so automatic.
Correct.
Automatic is what they mean.
Correct.
Okay.
And they would need to have government paperwork for that in order for it to be legal, in order for it to be counted. So people that don't have that paperwork, obviously they aren't counted in those numbers. So given the numbers of counted machine guns in the United States, the highest number per capita is in New Hampshire.
I think the context of his question, though, was probably in regard to Ukraine and Russia. And I suspect that what they were getting at is, you know, what is the libertarian response to watching Russia invade Ukraine, which is a completely different answer.
That is a good question.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody else getting invaded is not my problem.
Well, you have a lot more choices in that case, because you're not the one being invaded. It's somebody else somewhere else. Whether you have family over there or not may be a factor in how you decide to choose whether or not you do something. And the some things that you can do are all up to you. Maybe you want to send some sort of monetary assistance to one side or the other, or send it to the victims of the one side or the other. You get to decide how to handle your response. Maybe you want to send your own body over there. You take yourself, put yourself on on plane and get over to the conflict and join whichever side you think is the righteous one and literally put your, you know, your ass where your mouth is. And that's, I shouldn't have said
that's
that on
radio. Gross.
But put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, and put your butt on the line and go over there and take the risks that you want to just have other people take for you. You know, you get that
choice. You should have that right.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do. You should not have the right to force people to go and fight in a conflict or to issue sanctions against a peaceful people to punish them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 760 Ian Nobody Aria here in the studio tonight. And want to let you know about Bullion Max. You've heard about gold and silver. Maybe you're already into gold and silver. You need a good gold and silver dealer, precious metals dealer. BullionMax.com can help you, and you can get your precious metals shipped without even having to talk to a salesperson. Shipped and fully insured directly to your home. It's BullionMax.com/FTL to get your silver starter kit at employee pricing. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and this offer is limited to one per household, so get yours now. You can go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Is it true, Aria, that you put an order in for the...
I did. I'm just now checking to see, you know, where it's at. It's supposed to be arriving, I think, by this Saturday, but
nice.
That's a long time for it to be shipping. I suspect it's going to be here before that.
All right, cool. Well, I'm sure you'll update us with how it goes.
Oh, I can't wait to show them off here on camera, right?
Because yeah.
It's silver. It's beautiful. I've been needing a good silver dealer. I mean, there is Silver Day if you're in New Hampshire, and
sure.
Obviously. But I like being able to just buy it online as well.
It's convenient.
And they have that at BullionMax.com. And, you know, employee pricing, it's
pretty
really
good.
Hard to beat.
BullionMax.com/FTL to get your silver starter kit. You know that precious metals historically have kept up with inflation, so you might want to consider putting some of your money that you can afford to lose into gold and or silver at BullionMax.com/FTL. As we continue here, we're giving some examples of what libertarian responses would be to quote-unquote invasion. We had a question from the Twitch chat asking, what should the libertarian response be if someone is invaded? And, Aria, you thought maybe they were referring to the conflict overseas, over in Ukraine. Where our initial responses were, well, if they're invading your own land, then you absolutely should defend yourself.
I mean, people are trying to govern you, and you don't stop them from governing you, then you've failed as an anarchist.
Yep. So then, and then as far as Ukraine is concerned, you decide how you want to respond. You can go over there and volunteer for whichever side you want. You can send money or, you know, food or whatever sort of things that you think is going to help the side that you want to help. Or you can just stay out of it entirely and say, not my land, not my people, not my conflict.
Not people, my circus, not my monkeys.
People did all of that in regard to Ukraine. There were people who were booking Airbnbs or whatever in mm-hmm. Ukraine just to send them the $25 or whatever it was. I mean,
right.
there were solutions here that did not involve, you know, robbing me or, you know, sending, I don't have any children, but sending other people's children off to die in conflict.
And the final interpretation, I think, of this question is, again, his question was, what should the libertarian response be if someone is invaded? Would could be on a more individual level, like what if people are invading your home or your own personal property? Well, again, in a free place that we would hope to live in someday, a free place that might be called New Hampshire, if somebody's invading your property and they are doing you harm, destroying things, or possibly trying to hurt you or your family, absolutely you have the right to defend yourself and your loved ones in that case.
It's that time when you have to remember that if you build a man of fire, he'll be warm for the rest of the night. But if you set a man on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Another question earlier from the Facebook feed, Aaron Dean Bell asks, didn't New Hampshire go to Biden in 2020? So we were talking about Biden at the very beginning
of the show.
New
Hampshire flips, doesn't it? I mean, it's not always one president or the other, or it's not always Republican or Democrat. Like, we have a Republican governor, and they reelected that Republican governor at the same time
correct.
That they went for Democratic President Joe Biden.
Yeah, explain that one. Right. People who believe in the left-right paradigm cannot explain it.
Are we required to assume that votes were counted honestly? Because I've never experienced any evidence.
Do you think they would dishonestly count the votes for Biden, but then honestly count them for the rest of the tickets?
I think it's certainly possible.
Doesn't
that their
sense.
Concern was that, well, I mean, Sununu is pretty much a, I mean, Sununu is more or less a duopoly approve.
Okay, but then you go down the ticket further, and you find that the Republicans swept into the state House and the state Senate as well. So you had literally a Republican, an all-red election result in 2020 as far as, I mean, not all red, but majority red. They've now got the majority in both the state House and the state Senate. So, you know, it's not just about Sununu. It's about these people voted blue on the national level, but red on the local level.
Purple. But yeah, it's certainly interesting, and certainly you could trouble yourself to rig an election on the federal level and not trouble yourself to rig an election on the state level. I don't recall.
But why not? I mean, if you're going to commit that crime, the crime of rigging elections, whatever the charge is for that. If you're going to go ahead and put all your butt, you know, on the line in that way, why not go all in and say, all right, well, full blue sweep?
Well, the thing is, I don't assume that the people involved necessarily care whether it's red or blue.
The state government?
Well, the thing is, I don't think I see both the Democrats and the Republicans as more or less being puppets of the same people.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, normally I think when we have an election, the two nominated candidates, I think, are generally acceptable to the powers that be. They don't care which one it is.
That's true.
Because it's a lot easier to rig primaries than to rig national elections. The thing is, the reaction to Trump was very different from the reaction to any other president, no matter how disliked he was. In my experience, the only time I've ever imagined a president getting that kind of treatment was when I imagined if Ron Paul had actually gotten elected, because Ron Paul is not, I think, down with the people who are really running things.
Sure, I would agree with you there. But I mean, again, while it may be true on the national level, it doesn't make sense that those who are risking whatever to rig an election wouldn't just go all the way. I mean, if they've got the ability to pull the levers to get, and by the way, in New Hampshire, we don't have electronic voting machines. They're all done physical ballots, hand counted kind of situation.
There was definitely some pretty shady looking stuff going on.
Nationally?
No.
Or
well, even in New Hampshire, I've seen pictures of the people who were counting votes. There were, like, people outside the room where they were looking through windows, and the election workers were, like, taping paper up over the windows so they couldn't see what was going on.
Are you saying that was in New Hampshire or somewhere else?
I believe that was in New Hampshire. I didn't look carefully at the
You're supposed to be able to observe vote counting in New Hampshire. There's more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, don't let him go. Let him. Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot. No, everybody's done it. Okay.
President Biden's way of handling hecklers as he makes an appearance in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. The heckler was quickly removed by security. It's the first day of school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday, and State Senator Roland Gutierrez says many students continue to live in fear.
They're afraid when their parents go buy groceries or whatever it is that they need to do.
It's the first time kids will be back in school since the May 24th mass shooting that claimed the lives of 19 students and two teachers. Rescue efforts are being called off for 9 people still missing after a small plane crash north of Seattle Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Coast Guard report.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the features that we have there, they are free, by the way. Download archives there and more on the house over at freetalklive.com. Then you also can thank folks like Brittany Martell, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Brittany's contributing $5 a month via AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you to our Patreon page where you can get signed up via your PayPal or your credit or debit card, and you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So thank you, Brittany, for doing that. Once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Just to check in on the allegations, you sort of vaguely recalled people being very suspicious when it came to vote counting during the 2020 election, but you couldn't recall where. I do remember hearing stories about that from various different precincts around the country, whether they be in the South or Arizona or whatever. I remember hearing those stories. I never heard that about New Hampshire. The story I'd heard about New Hampshire was Windham, which is a small town in kind of southeastern New Hampshire, where according to thegatewaypundit.com and Granite Grok, they were using Dominion machines to count paper ballots. So I misspoke earlier when I said that there was hand counting going on in New Hampshire. Hand counts are used for recounts, but in bigger cities or towns or whatever, they are using machines to count the ballots, as I understand it.
We know they use them here.
Yeah.
We know there are mistakes in the vote counting, the vote reporting process here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. we have demonstrable proof that there are mistakes at some point. Yes, at some point, you know, while the election results are being reported from this town to this state authority, someone enters a number into a spreadsheet wrong.
Adds a zero.
Yeah, I have no doubt that there are plenty of mistakes like that going on nationwide at the state level, at the federal level. But that to me is fundamentally different from someone intentionally rigging an election. And sure, you know, there are people cheating on all sides of the things. You've got Republicans voting, and you've got dead people voting for Democrats, for Republicans. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that there's all sorts of cheating. Mm-hmm. But there's cheating on both sides.
And I agree with that.
I think
you've got Twitter. That was a major effort to rig the election.
You're talking about where they were prohibiting certain topics from being discussed.
Yeah, I mean, literally silencing.
Dude,
half
that's so
of the debate.
Not rigging an election. That's adjusting the popular opinion. But I mean, we're talking about rigging an election, making a result not X when the actual elected result is X. That's not rigging an election.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as rigging. You could argue that it had an effect, perhaps. But in the case of Wyndham, they were using the Dominion voting machines to count paper ballots, and then upon a recount, a hand recount, it was determined that each Republican was cheated by about roughly 300 votes by the machine. So whether there was some sort of, you know, sneaky things going on with whoever was programming these machines, I don't think was ever proven. I don't know if they've ever, you know, done any way to audit who's coding the machines.
There was something else shady about the Dominion machines a number of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think aren't they like owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband or something like that?
There's like Pete Buttigieg or something.
Yeah, there's some kind of big political connection on the left with these Dominion machines. So there's definitely some questionable things going on out there. But the good news is, you know, you still can get a hand recount here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there was a jurisdiction, and again, I don't remember what the jurisdiction was. I need to look into it. But
not in New Hampshire.
The thing, this was outside New Hampshire, but there was a jurisdiction where Joe Jorgensen,
the Libertarian candidate,
was credited with zero votes, and actually she got hundreds or thousands of votes, and the Republican was cheated in the same race, and all to the benefit of the Democrat.
But I think what we originally were talking about was, you know, somebody had asked the question about, well, didn't Biden win New Hampshire in 2020? And the answer is, yeah, but probably not by that much, number one. Secondly, the thing people don't really understand, nobody, you kind of attributed this to vote malfeasance, but I think really the simplest answer is probably the most correct one, and the simplest answer is New Hampshire is full of independents. New Hampshire, as far as voting registration is concerned, you can register as either a Republican, a Democrat, or what they call undeclared. And the section of undeclared voters is larger than the Republicans, and it's larger than the Democrats. So undeclareds are the plurality of registered voters in New Hampshire. Therefore, they are the wild card because they can go. They're not going to necessarily vote straight ticket. They may have the opinion that, well, Trump sucks. We don't like Biden, but we're going to hold our nose and vote for Biden just because Trump was, you know, so bad. Meanwhile, they're then voting Republican down the rest of the ticket because they see the fiscal, you know, sensibility or whatever that the Republicans tend to have in New Hampshire as opposed to what's going on at a national level. I think that's a better explanation for it.
I don't even really know how you make a rational decision between a senile child molester and a malignant narcissist. I mean, what's the rational choice there?
I'm not saying there are any
rational. I keep thinking of war games. The only way to win is not to play.
And then you can also look at the relative number of votes. So, for instance, you know, how many voters just voted for president, but then bailed and didn't vote for anything beneath U.S. Senate or something like that, right? Like, how many people just stopped at governor and didn't go down to the state rep vote? So there's all kinds of, like, dissecting that you can do. But the fact that New Hampshire, the voters here, voted blue on the national level and red overall on the state level shows there's some level of independent thought going on, whether it's much thought at all, I don't know. But there's it's not your typical reds or blue state. New Hampshire really is kind of a purple state. It doesn't meet the typical definitions of what you would expect a right-winger or a left-winger to be. Republicans in New Hampshire tend to be more friendly to libertarians. That's why the libertarians have been able to run so successfully here as Republicans in the elections and win in dozens of cases over the last decade.
I tend to think the Republicans here in New Hampshire also just didn't like Donald Trump.
Some didn't, for sure.
I mean, he didn't do a lot to endear the libertarian streak that exists among Republicans here in New Hampshire. And they're not libertarians, don't get me wrong. The average Republican here is not a libertarian, but there is a strong libertarian streak
here in
New Hampshire. And Trump didn't do anything to endear himself to those people.
And the Democrats, a lot of them own guns in New Hampshire. And Republicans here, by the way, if it weren't for Republican support, New Hampshire would not have gay marriage. So you had a bunch of Republican state reps voting for gay marriage, whatever, almost two decades ago now, 15 plus years ago. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire was the first state to do that by legislative process, if I recall correctly. Everybody else did it by a ballot measure, wherever else it happened. So the fact that you have Republicans who are like, open-minded enough to be able to do something like that is, again, a statement of how different the people are here. That's not to say you won't find the total conservative crazies here. I mean, they are here, too, and so are the hard-left progressives. They're all here, but the rank and file aren't what you think they are.
Mm-hmm. Which, to me, is generally a good thing.
I agree.
Because generally, I find people who are hard-right or hard-left tend to look to government for their solutions.
Yeah, yeah.
And people who are more in the middle, I think one of the reasons that their feelings about government aren't necessarily as strong is because they don't depend on government. They solve their own problems. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter to them as much, you know, who the master is this year.
It certainly matters to the hard left progressives, though. Right now, they are on the war path against the Free State Project. Every single day, they're posting to social media, just reeing as loud as they possibly can about the Free Staters. And it's going to be a very interesting year in November after we find out what the results are this time.
Do they not realize they're just advertising for the Free State Project?
No, they don't realize that.
No. And the thing is, we've got a lot more stamina than they're going to have, I think, because we've been fighting a losing battle for decades, and now we can fight a winning battle.
There's more coming up here if you want to join the show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Right here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I actually took a few questions from our online viewers, which you can watch the show, by the way, over at video.freetalklive.com. We've got back archives going for years there. And, of course, the show is live every single night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Once again, that's video.freetalklive.com.
Would be really impressive if you had forward archives.
The what? Oh, forward archives. Yes, yeah. That would indeed.
You want to see a picture of me when I was younger? No, I want to see a picture of you when you were older. That would be a neat trick.
So we're going to go to your phone calls here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about some of the business owners and how they are already suffering right now over in Europe as the energy prices are going up, which, by the way, energy prices allegedly jumped even further quickly.
I can imagine.
Right after Russia shut the pipeline down this weekend, so it's going to be a real pain for
surprise.
People with their next bill. Let's go to the phones, though. First, we've got, I believe this is Major Payne.
Hey.
Major, you're on the air.
Dude, thank you.
What's on your
mind? Well, I'm thinking about these Dominion voting machines. They were developed about 20 years ago in Venezuela. I don't know who the big giant head was that was buying into it, but you know, Venezuela hasn't had an honest election in two decades.
Hmm.
I mean, they've been hijacked.
Sure.
And I have a theory about that, because we have these in Michigan, too. And you was mentioning that Vermont or New Hampshire was kind of, you know, blue or purple or whatever. And Michigan I used to think was purple, too, but now all I'm feeling is black and blue. And we've been getting beat up too long over these, you know.
Now, just to clarify here, the mainstream media is claiming that the Dominion voting machines are not owned by the Venezuelan president's family. Now, I don't know whether that means they're made in Venezuela or not, but the claim is that the company is based out of Toronto.
I seem to remember. I first heard about Dominion voting machines from my mother, actually, and I think who's a very Democratic, and I think they were owned by right wingers at that time. Although I get the impression that they may have changed hands.
Well, just think of the name Dominion, to have domain, to dominate.
Well, the name reminds me of Canada, because in Canada, the bank, TD Bank, stands for Toronto Dominion.
I thought Dominion just meant like territory.
It is the Dominion of the United Kingdom. Canada is their Dominion.
Dominion is your area of authority. You know, that's, don't go in the kitchen. That's Mom's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I would agree. I think Canada might have been the money seed for this whole thing, but I just say they were developed in Venezuela. It's just getting the bugs out of them.
Yeah,
but you can hook up to these things through the internet, and you can jack the ballots. But the question I have is, the ticket I got, I could just scribble in, you know how they got the little dots you fill in with your pen or pencil or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And you could just scribble in Republican or scribble in Democrat. And I think that everybody that just scribbled in Republican got flipped to Democrat. And I know...
Well, they wouldn't have flipped everybody, because then it would have been obviously, you know, wrong from a quick look. But if you flip a certain percentage, if you flip 2% or 3%, that's going to be enough to flip most elections.
Well, if you're
going to
do that, why not just go ahead and make up percentages as they suit you, right? And just say, okay, it was 37% to 32% or whatever, or 47% to 42%. Why not just make the numbers up entirely?
I don't know.
Well, I firmly believe that all the dead people vote Democratic.
All right. I don't know why anybody would believe Republicans would be less likely to scam an election than the Democrats. I mean, I understand that's what the Republicans want you to believe, but I see no reason why they're any less honest, or any more honest, rather, than their Democratic opponents. I think they're all scum.
No, I don't think they're more honest. I think the Democrats may be less skilled at cheating.
But why? Apparently they own the Dominion voting machine company, so that would be a fairly high level of skill, right? Like, they've actually managed to get their machines into the voting precincts of most of America, or a good chunk of America. That's a pretty good success story.
Who did we determine owns Dominion?
I don't know offhand. I've heard a rumor that it's some husband of one of the Democratic reps.
Well, we have a Democratic president at the moment. So, I mean, if we're operating under the assumption here that all of these elections are stolen, or to one degree or another, and I think they're all fraudulent.
I think they mostly rigged the primaries.
But if they're all, well, even if they're mostly rigged or whatever, the fact that we have a Democratic president seems to suggest that the Democrats are pretty good at cheating themselves. Otherwise, how would we get a Democratic president?
Thanks, Major, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Sarah on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes. Well, the latest thing is that the Amsterdam, they're going to be putting in solar panels on top of their cars to get the sun. And
Amsterdam is putting in solar panels on cars.
Sarah, do you know where Amsterdam is?
Netherlands?
Hey, okay.
Kudos.
So this is for electric cars, just to clarify, the solar panels?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just do they have on the hood too? On the back, or just the...
Why are you asking us?
I don't know.
I just it was just on a show really quick on the radio. I don't know the details, but I want those here in New Mexico. I mean, we'll put...
But you don't even drive.
What'd you say?
You don't even drive. Why do you care if other people have them?
Well, because we got plenty of sunshine, and we like clean energy here. New Mexico is all about better than having plug-ins, and we'll probably catch more sun than the Netherlands. I mean, we get way more sunshine, and it's just a matter of, I mean, this invention, it will come to New Mexico and Arizona area, but it just takes a while.
But that means there will be cars and vehicles in New Mexico, Sarah.
Well, I mean, there are cars and vehicles.
People get hit.
You know, Well, why not make it solar, you know, in the meantime? Because we are trying to make it more electric. As we got a lot of electric charging stations.
I need clarification, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt, but do the solar panels on these cars, do they provide power to the cars?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the whole idea. You know what I mean? So then we could...
No, there's no way.
...here in New Mexico.
There's no way they would get enough power.
Well, they might help a little bit.
It
can't hurt.
I mean, maybe a double-A battery's worth.
Look, I don't know. I've heard solar's gotten better over the years. I've heard it's more efficient now. You know, this per panel that you get more electricity out of the amount,
sure.
The same amount of sunlight, basically.
All you need is rare earth and all kinds of rarities to build
the panels.
Things.
Yeah, they're probably not cheap. Sarah, hey, I'm not against it. I mean, if that's what somebody wants to do, they should do it. What I don't want to see is the government forcing it on people.
Aren't they also really reflective?
I mean, they're black, so they're absorptive,
probably not then,
right?
Yeah.
Which means
I think they'd have to be absorbent of sunlight if they're going to convert it into something else.
Correct.
I would have thought so too, but I seem to recall all of the solar panels that I've ever seen, for whatever reason, I thought they were reflective for some reason.
I like shiny things.
There's news, actually, I guess just today, I presume this is a legitimate site, solar panels on electric cars, maybe this is what she's referring to. American startup Aptera Motors caused a sensation 2 years ago when it unveiled a three-wheeled, all-electric prototype vehicle equipped with solar panels for a record range announced at 1,600 kilometers on one single charge.
I've driven one of these three-wheel cars, not one of theirs,
mm-hmm.
but I used to have a different three-wheel car, and they're never going to take off because for them to get popular...
Well, they're not planned.
No. For them to get popular...
If your car takes off, you're doing it wrong.
Never mind, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. To achieve the performance, the unusual car draws on its many assets, a build from light composite materials, a record air penetration coefficient, and a little more than 3 square meters of solar cells spread over its roof. So that's the plan there. Oh, it's only going to cost $50,000.
Is that on top? I mean, is that in addition to the cost of the car?
No, apparently that's going to be the price of the car. Actually, they're claiming it'll be between $26,000 and $50,000.
If you can't afford gas, just buy a Tesla.
Now, of course, the question is, what does it cost to replace the battery when it finally goes? And people that have been replacing batteries in electric cars have been hit with, like, $20,000 bills.
Yeah, all of this crap is proprietary, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's proprietary, and again, it takes a lot of rare earth and special products. Funky engineering.
All right, more coming up here. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.